Ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, and I assume you all know, this is our first Jazz Fest without our brother Ed Bradley. Ed Bradley was a big part of New Orleans. He was a big part of what this festival was all about, and he never missed it. So we really have him in our hearts, and we didn't want him to miss this one. We have a proclamation here from the city of New Orleans that declares this Ed Bradley Day in New Orleans. So it's very fitting that we do this right now before the Queen of New Orleans, Miss Irma Thomas. It was Irma Thomas that sang at Ed Bradley's wedding. It was Irma Thomas that sang at his memorial service in New York. So right now, in order to have Ed Bradley here at Jazz Fest on stage, the people up at 60 Minutes have produced for Jazz Fest a special little piece of the best of Ed Bradley. And we're going to give it to you for a couple of minutes and then bring on Irma Thomas.
I'm Ed Bradley. It's not every job that gives you the opportunity to go out every week and do something different. To go to places that you read about, that you dream about. I mean, for a long time, every year, I used to look on my map for some place I hadn't been to and try to find a story there because I wanted to go someplace new. It's unique to have a job that affords you that opportunity. Every week, go someplace different and meet somebody new.
Daydreaming and I'm thinking of you. Daydreaming and I'm thinking of you.
So you're thinking of somebody?
I was. Uh-huh.
May I ask who?
No.
I've read somewhere that you wrote Blowing in the Wind in 10 minutes. Is that right?
Probably.
Sometimes you'd ask a question and he'd say, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you want to say, come on, Bob, give it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have made no secret of your enjoyment of marijuana.
I don't know.
You do it every day?
No. I'm not planning on doing it today.
So how often do you smoke?
I don't know. You got one?
No, I can't carry a gun.
Are you sure?
Positive.
For she can carry a gun good as any mother's son, that's one note. For she can carry a gun good as any mother's
son. For she can carry a gun good as any mother's son.
Murray. For she can, go ahead.
For she can carry a gun good as any mother's son.
See the harmony. And I enjoyed working with Ed Bradley. It's very hard to ask questions. He asked the right question. I think 60 Minutes ought to give him more money.
You've made a more than comfortable living. But have you made the kind of money that the really big white artists make?
No, I haven't. And won't. But so what? I can't eat but one meal a day. I can't make love but to one woman at a time. You understand? I mean, I am, as you so beautifully put it, comfortable. I like that.
I'm a rich, ready, ripe, juicy plum.
When you say that I'm a rich, juicy, ripe plum again?
Yeah, but you can't help your sexual nature, you know. That's what that line means. If a lady treats other people as she'd like to be treated, then she's allowed to go and roll in the grass if she wants to.
Even if she's 64?
Even if she's 64. Particularly then.
Yeah. If I arrived at the pearly gates and St. Peter said, what have you done to deserve entry? I just say, did you see my Lena Horne story? I call him Teddy. Teddy's a little different than Ed. Teddy will get up on stage and play with the Neville brothers. Ed would never do that. I can't sing, I can't dance, I can't play anything. And so it's always sort of a joke when Teddy gets up there to play because my ability is very limited. Music is my bliss. There's a picture in my office. I remember standing in the Khyber Pass doing the story, and I remember when that picture was taken and thinking, would you believe this? Little Butch Bradley from West Philly standing in the Khyber. Alexander the Great came through here. Probably stood right here and looked at this view, and here's little Butch Bradley from West Philly. I mean, that was wonderful. That made it worth everything.
One more time, y'all, Ed Bradley at New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. I'd like to thank the people of 60 Minutes for putting that together. And there is absolutely no doubt that where I'm standing right here, right now, if Ed Bradley was here, I wouldn't be standing here. Because Ed Bradley would be here first to say, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the queen of New Orleans music, the 2007 Grammy Award winner, with her band, The Professionals, the one and only Miss Irma Thomas. is a lonely house, but it was. And love.
you. We'll be right back. I better get back to the old stuff. They don't want to hear the new stuff. One day I couldn't stop crying. The tears got more flowing. The pain in my heart. I got more bleeding. But I know you. No, I give you my heart. I give you my soul now. It was you and love. Oh, I done died over. I done died over.
Oh, you take your handkerchief, a napkin, and you wipe away the sweat. Because in New Orleans, you do not perspire, you sweat. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a minute of your time to plead for something that I think is very dear to all of us here in New Orleans. The song that I'm about to sing is called Time Is On My Side, but I want to dedicate it to us citizens of New Orleans. We have time on our side. But I want you as visitors to this city to keep in mind that we need your love, understanding, and hope to grow. And we have children in schools who want to be musicians in the future. So if any of you out there have instruments that are repairable, send them to the Tipitina's Foundation or WWOZ, and they will get repaired and they will go to students who want to be a part of this lovely culture of ours, musical. So take care of that little business for me. And this song is going out to all of you because of your love and your dedication to me as an artist. Time has truly been on my side. Yeah. song.
Everyone's got to get used to them saying Grammy winner.
It's taken a lot to get used to. Give Marcia Barnes a big round of applause. My little sister. Yes, indeed. All right, Marcia. Thanks for coming over, sweetheart. Yes, indeed. This song is dedicated to all the youngsters out there who think they know everything.
Did you ever feel just like dirt? Did you ever give up all of your pride just to have him? Thank you.
Robbie Williams. Also trumpet and backup vocals, Frank Parker. Saxophone and backup vocals, Emil Hall. Behind them on keyboards, Kim Phillips. On drums, lead and backup vocals, Larry Campbell, better known as Choo. BJ and backup vocals on bass. Over on the end, on guitar, the Iceman, Arthur Bell. Last but not least, the wind beneath my wings, my husband and manager, Emil Jackson. Ladies and gentlemen, give the professionals a big round of applause for me, please. Big Easy Award winners, Big Easy Award winners. I want to dedicate this song to all of you sincerely for being a part of this festival, spending your money here and helping our economy. We want to thank you because without you, we would not thrive. So you have all been truly, simply the best, baby. Simply the best. We'll be right back. Thank you. I want to close out my set with a very poignant song for all of us here in New Orleans, to all of the United States folk who opened their doors, their hearts, their purses, and opened their houses, couches, pallets, to all of us Louisianans and Mississippians who needed shelter in the rain. This song is the song that's on the Grammy-winning CD, and I thought it was very apropos, so this is for all of you. A big thank you note to you. Lights are down and the stage is bare. There's no more magic in the air. There's not a friend in sight to care. Your tears no one will share. Your pain, I'll be your shelter in the rain. When your sad is bad and your bad is worse, and there's no hope to turn to first. When you've done everything you can, no one's there to take your hand. I'll be your comfort through your pain. I'll be your shelter. When you've looked around and haven't seen me anywhere, though when you were down, I lifted you up from there. There isn't a thing you can ask of me I won't do. Just you put your trust in me. My love will see you through. When the final candles flicker out, why me is all you can think about. When all your joy has disappeared, your future. Thank you.
the Emmy Award winner, Irma Thomas. Let's give her another great big round of applause. Now, if you will be so patient, you have done good thus far. Let us readdress our stage and we will come up with our featured performance for this evening. So don't go nowhere. Stay right there. Okay?